Behind the sprawling Innsbruck corporate office park is a small forest. White and red oaks, yellow poplars, and loblollies rise toward the sky.
But this is where I love it. See here, it's like the trees are kind of hugging you, you know? It's like a point of comfort.
Clay Jones Jr. has spent more than 7 decades here. It's his sanctuary.
Nature's beautiful.
Jones recalls plenty of blueberries and blackberries in the summer. He'd meander the trails to the big house built by his great-grandfather around 1908. The boys used vines to swing across the Chickahominy River. They played baseball in the cow pasture, and when you got thirsty, you'd head to the spring. The water tasted sweet, like there was sugar in it.
I mean, my cousins and I, we'd spend hours in the woods. I would spend hours in the woods just by myself. And I would sit back on a rock in Rudy Creek. I would just listen to the sounds of the water rushing by, especially when you had a heavy rain. And it was soothing and beautiful and godly.
The Jones family history runs deep through these woods. It's a story of hard work and love of the land. It's a story of risk and resourcefulness. It's a story of loss, resistance, and a lifelong mission to reclaim the forest.
The earth is struggling. And it's trying to heal itself, but it's not getting any help. And within the near distant future, it's going to be irreversible. It's not going to be able to heal itself. And I'm afraid we are pretty close to it now.
The Jones family once owned about 1,200 acres here, stretching from Knuckles Road to the Meredith Branch Stream off Springfield Road. Their land covered all of what is now Innsbruck North. Today, it's down to 42 acres.
I love it here. If this place was ever sold, I mean, already my heart is broke from what has been sold.
Now 74 years old, Jones wants people to know the deep and rich history of this land and his ancestors.
The reason I am where I am now is because of the ones that came before me. And we have never gotten an honor for the hard work that a lot of people did in this country.
The Jones family was multiracial, with European, Black, and Indigenous ancestry. Clay Jones says his family members were never enslaved. Through his research, he also discovered details about his great-great-grandfather.
His name was George B. Mason, and I should say Captain George B. Mason. He was a captain in the Confederate Army. He never married. He had 2 children, which was my great-grandfather, and he had a daughter.
Clay's great-grandfather, Henry Clay Jones, moved with his wife Martha from Hanover to western Henrico County in 1879. They brought their 5 children and had 10 more, one every other year until 1894, when Martha gave birth to twins, Clara and Carrie. Like his own father, Henry Clay Jones I was a farmer and a blacksmith.
So he had a real talent and something that, you know, you could always use to make a living with.
An 1881 homestead deed provides some details about the family's assets.
1 barrel. $3, 1 horse, $30, 1 cow and calf, $30, 1 heifer.
They had a wagon and harness, 50 barrels of corn, and 30 chickens.
Amounting in aggregate to $280.50, and I hereby certify.
Several sons worked at nearby Gayton Mines. Following an accident, they didn't want to go back. Lewis, along with his brother Joel, made a proposal to their father. They wanted to try logging. He agreed, and in 1895, they started H.C. Jones & Sons Lumber Company.
This is a crosscut saw. This is the one that my grandfather used.
And Clay Jones Jr. proudly shows a saw used in the family business. It's about 6 feet long and required two sets of hands and a lot of body strength to use. It's still sharp.
This one's ready to be used if anybody wants to use it.
H.C. Jones & Sons had a woods crew and a mill crew. They used a mobile, steam-powered sawmill. A donkey named Jack hauled the logs out of the woods. Horses Bessie, Belle, Prince, and George pulled the wagons full of lumber. The company employed many people around Glen Allen, Virginia.
So we had indigenous people working at the mill, Europeans and African Americans working at the mill. All working together in harmony, all were treated equally. Nobody, no exception. I've always heard that. And that was a great thing, you know. It's a part of history that a lot of people don't realize.
As the lumber business grew, other relatives established one of the area's biggest farms. Clay Jones Jr.'s great-uncle Morton and great-aunt Patty bred cattle and chickens. They tended peaches and apples in the orchard. They used companion planting, alternating corn and watermelon on either side of a creek.
And I had never seen that done. Now, it wasn't throughout the whole cornfield, but it was like where you were near the creek, they planted. And I never saw, and it was the most beautiful watermelons. Not like the soda watermelons now. I mean, my cousins and I would go and, you know, over there at night, and we would bust a watermelon open, you know, and we would eat just the center. And it was the sweetest thing.
They also somehow coaxed a lemon tree into producing fruit.
I don't know how they did it, but whatever magic they performed, it was done. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the most beautiful sights, says Jones, was the wheat. It covered 40 acres.
And you always remember the wheat, you know, when the wind hit it. It was like music, you know, if you hear a real good song. And especially if you listen to nature and you kind of put the wheat together with it. And then, of course, it turned it kind of golden brown, you know, that real pretty color. And you could just see it, you know, when the wind would move, the wheat would move. That was my room. There were two bedrooms on the second floor. And there was a parlor, which was converted to a bedroom on the first floor, and then another bedroom. And then it was the front room and then the kitchen. And that was built first, was the kitchen and the front room.
Clay Jones Jr. stands in front of his great-grandfather's home, built more than a century ago and 15 years after the family started H.C. Jones & Sons. All the wood, inside and out, came from the mill. The siding, lathe boards, flooring, doors. It was positioned perfectly to get sun on all four sides. But there's something missing.
It was never actually finished. That's why there are no windows on the southern side. It's the only house I've ever seen in my life, except for the kitchen and the front room, with no windows. And that was because my grandfather was extremely superstitious. It was finished, started in 1910. It was finished in 1912. And he would not let them lay a hand on it in 1913. And he got married in 1912, December the 31st. He did not want to get married in 1913, and he did not want anything else done to his house. Yeah.
Still standing in front of the home is a giant white oak.
This was here with my great-grandfather and my grandfather. I would say that's probably about maybe 100 and 25 to 150.
The limbs reach up and out in all directions, gently curving and bending like many outstretched arms.
Now, do you know why the white oaks are still here? Deep roots.
The Jones family mill and farm flourished for decades, helping many in the community get through the Depression. But after Clay's grandfather had a massive stroke, H.C. Jones and Sons started to suffer. It shut down in 1942. After Lewis Jones passed, 3 years later, partition suits divided up the land, and family members sold most of it. The once sprawling, forested wonderland is now encircled by development, two highways, a landfill, and the sounds of construction.
To watch it be destroyed is heart-wrenching. Subdivisions that kill the earth and they kill the forest and they kill the animals. The land cannot breathe. And for them to build a city around a city, it's somewhat mind-boggling, but in this country I understand it, you know, and I understand why, which makes no sense to me, because eventually a divided nation will fall.
Though only 42 acres remain, Clay Jones and his wife of nearly 50 years, Linda, have continued the family legacy. They've raised six children here. One son lives down the street, named Jones Road.
I love the land. And I would like to see it preserved.
In his youth, Clay Jones thought about going into the logging business, reviving the family legacy. Plus, he loved to be outdoors. But his father, who ran an electronics repair company, talked him out of it. After getting an advanced degree in mathematics, Clay Jones Jr. spent 35 years teaching, including more than 25 as the math department chair at Richmond's George Wythe High School. During this time, he continued to research family history. Afternoons and summer breaks were spent digging through archives at the State Library and the old Henrico Courthouse on Main Street. The more he learned, the more he wanted to buy his family's land back. He got a real estate agent to contact one of the new owners, who had more than 300 acres.
He put me on the other line so I could hear the conversation. And that is when I gave up any hope of buying the land, the home place back. Tell him I wouldn't sell him my acre, but I'm buying. And that was it.
Jones was crushed, but he did manage to reclaim 6 acres of another plot that came up for sale.
And I paid a lot for it. It was only 6 acres, but I paid $1,500 an acre for it. That was the first land I purchased.
He says it took him 3 years on his teacher's salary plus night jobs to pay for those 6 acres. He kept working, saving money, starting up a janitorial company and a firewood cutting business. He and Linda decided if they couldn't buy back the family land, they'd look elsewhere. They walked thousands of acres, searching for the right tracks, the details of many still vivid.
So in 1972, which is when I made my first purchase, we had 17 acres. And in 84, I ended up getting a track in Caroline. Dinwiddie. That was 91. That is the most interesting track.
That's another interesting.
All of them interesting. And it has these creeks and it has ravine, pines on about half of it. You know, it's got it all. You would think you were in the mountains, actually. And when I visited that site and I got out of the truck, it was raining. And I began to walk, and I felt my feet get wet. I had holes in my shoes. And when I got to this opening where the trees had been removed but replanted, the sky had opened. And I got this big feeling that I always get, and I said, this is the track. And I had no idea that I would end up with.
Today, Clay and Linda Jones have more than 900 acres of forest land in 8 counties across Virginia. They're looking at another tract that will put them over 1,000. They were also recognized by the Virginia Century Forest Program, a new initiative that honors families who've maintained land for 100 years or more.
I wanted them recognized for the hard work they did. Sawmilling, logging, is hard work. It equates to mining. I don't know which one would be the most dangerous, but they are both just hard work. And for somebody to do that and to have done it in the time in which they did it, and as successful as they were and in who they were, is the most astonishing thing to me. That's why I've tried to follow in those footsteps.
Teddy, come in.
I tell you, it was absolutely beautiful when I was growing up on this place. It was just, I've never found a place since, and I've looked, I've walked a lot of land.
With his dog, Achilles, at his side, Clay Jones Jr. walks the trails of his family's home place every day. It's hard to remember the past, running through the wild, drinking water from the creeks, being nourished by the family farm. But he can still come into the woods, connect with nature, connect with God.
And it's just the serenity. I mean, it's just, oh, I don't have the words. I just... I'm not educated to the point where I have discovered the words to express my feeling to what God put here for us. It is just magnificent.
For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Comp, WCVE News.